Weather conditions across the Midwest are expected to be mostly favorable as we move through a fair amount of the coming week, but favorable is a relative term, I suppose. A lot of places in the Southwest would argue heavily that it's not so favorable. In fact, the drought continues to live on in portions of Kansas, Missouri, portions of Nebraska, southwestern Iowa, and some other areas reaching up into the northwestern plains and even southeastward into parts of the Delta and the Tennessee River Basin. So that strongly suggests that maybe things aren't all that great. But relative to what occurs normally at this time of the year, this weather pattern is not that abnormal. We will be seeing temperatures in a seasonable range here for the next few days. That will likely generate a lot of temperatures in the upper 70s and 80s in the north, and probably 80s and perhaps some 90s occurring in the south. And the southwestern areas probably will see the warmest bias, and those are the driest areas in the region, and we'll continue to see the warmest conditions out there. There is a potential that a ridge of high pressure may build up across parts of the plains and western Corn Belt as we get into next week, and a close monitoring of that event will probably be warranted. Just before that ridge of high pressure builds up, though, there should be an opportunity for some rain and thunderstorms to occur. The computer forecast model suggests that many areas from Kansas into the upper parts of the Midwest will have a good chance for rain as we finish out this work week and go into the weekend. Some of the rain might be moderate or locally heavy, and the precipitation will certainly be welcome wherever it does occur. It's been weeks in some areas in the southwestern Corn Belt since it's rained significantly. Some of the model data seems a little excessive on the rainfall amounts, but we should see at least some precipitation to offer a short-term bout of relief. And we have to remember that the calendar says it is getting to be late August, and it's becoming more difficult for a significant rain event to come along quick enough to turn around the soybean yields. In fact, some areas in the southwestern Corn Belt have been so dry for so long that it's pretty much a done deal, and the crops will not be able to respond to whatever beneficial rain occurs. Certainly, if there's no follow-up precipitation, the odds are very much against any kind of sustainable improving trend. For the rest of the Midwest, the situation continues to be somewhat favorable, though, because we do have some moisture in the ground and some warmer weather occurring, and the soybeans should be capitalizing on that quite favorably right now, and will be developing more aggressively until that moisture source becomes exhausted. There will be a drying trend in the eastern Midwest through a big part of the coming week to 10 days. Some areas in Ohio and Kentucky, even parts of Indiana, will probably go without much moisture, and temperatures will be warm enough to result in a quick drying trend across those areas. There is a tropical system that is in the Atlantic that became Tropical Depression number 9 overnight. This storm system is still expected to move into the Caribbean Sea, become a hurricane as we get into the second half of this week. The storm will likely then move towards the southeastern United States. The storm is still far enough away from land that it could move in just about any direction, but we are favoring, at least at the moment, the southeastern corner of the country. If that ends up verifying that the storm moves from Florida up the Atlantic coast or into the Atlantic coast states, and most likely the majority of the Midwest will likely see an extended period of relatively quiet weather while the storm passes, and that means that temperatures will be above average and probably a limited amount of precipitation. Temperatures across the Midwest over these next few days will be most likely in a seasonably warm range. We'll see a lot of 80-degree temperatures coming up eventually. Some 70s are still going to prevail in the northern parts of the region here for a few more days, and we'll likely see some 90-degree temperatures starting to heat up across the western Corn Belt as time moves forward. Low temperatures at night will likely be in the range of 50s and 60s most often. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.